Hey, what's up? This is Nick.
This is Tony from White Reaper.
And you're listening to WGN
Sound Sessions. All right, and if you still want to go, tell your sister that I told you so. Tie the shirt to another pole.
Take a dip into the stash you stole. No. Do what you gotta do. Yeah, do it. Do the important stuff first. Stickers are very important.
Okay, cool. Hey, what's going on? This is Michael from WGN Radio, and I am very delighted to be sitting backstage at Metro Chicago with one of the hottest up-and-coming bands. I mean, if you want to see energy, you want to see noise, this is the band to check out. It's White Reaper. What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Right on. So, guys, welcome to Chicago. How was the ride from Columbus, right?
Pretty much slept the whole way, so it was pretty chill.
We drove last night and this morning.
Oh, man. So, I've been seeing that the tour is kind of scattered. This is, are you guys taking on some more dates than the last one, by chance, in this one?
Yeah. It just seems like it's kind of a never-ending thing. You know?
Yeah, we might be home for like a week or two every now and again, but it's never truly over.
And you guys are from Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. What's the music scene like down there where you guys were able to create this kind of energetic rock? What kind of influences did you have? And it doesn't even need to be music. It could be like the kind of food or the right. kind of sounds you guys hear day to day.
I think there's a little bit of everything, something for everybody in Louisville's music scene and just Louisville as a city. Because it's, you know, it's right in the middle of the bottom of the Midwest and the top of the South. Mm-hmm. So that there's kind of a great mix of all kinds of cultures and foods and drinks and music and all kinds of great stuff. So
yeah,
it's a little something for everybody in Louisville, Kentucky.
What's a typical Kentucky meal? Like, what do you guys eat in the morning? Just the same stuff as everybody else?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I guess fried chicken is pretty popular, as you could probably assume.
Yeah, a lot of fried
or like a little
stuff.
Bit of barbecue, like just, you know, just like classic Southern kind of delights.
Yeah, Southern Midwestern delights.
Right on.
Heavy shit. So wait, can I say swears? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Of course, man. Hell yeah. So you guys are taking on this big tour. What is the day-to-day startup system like? What do you guys do from waking up to hitting the stage? Like, is there a specific coffee you need to jog your, like, self into
pretty much
reality?
Take anything we can get.
Yeah.
We've been staying at a lot of Airbnbs. If it's not an Airbnb, it's a hotel. Wake up, shower.
You've been hitting the wine pretty hard lately.
Yeah, lots of wine lately.
Nice.
We've been smoking a lot of Juuls. You guys know those vaporizers, Juuls?
No.
We've been vaping electronic cigarettes.
We've been vaping our little brains away.
What's the difference between the Juuls and the other kinds of vapes?
It's just a very sleek design. I don't know. It's kind of like the fidget spinner of smoking.
The fidget spinner of smoking.
Or of vaping.
Okay, I can dig that.
But so yeah, we wake up, we shower, we pack up the van, we drive for hours, hours and hours, and then we take everything out of the trailer and put it in the bar where we're playing, and then we turn everything on to make sure it works. And most of the time something's broken, and we either fix it or borrow something from somebody else, and then we listen to System of a Down and things like that, like as you saw earlier when you first came in.
Yeah. And,
we get pumped up, and then we drink, and then we play the show, and then we pack everything up and head to the next Airbnb or hotel.
Who's booking all the Airbnbs in the band? Who's the brains behind White Reaper?
It's Sam and Hunter. Hunter has like a lap. They kind of work together. I don't know. They always handle it. I have not looked at the Airbnb website this entire run.
Right on.
But I've stayed in probably six of them.
And then, Nick, what kind of wine are you guys tasting these days?
Anything pretty much on the bottom, on the lower two shelves. Anything ranging from $7 to $15.
We actually have this
crazy
brand we love called Josh.
Josh is good. It's nice and cheap.
It's called
anything,
Josh.
Any red wine will do. We never drink white wine, but red wine.
Too much sugar.
No, so you need to stay to the one kind of wine that each show.
Josh.
I've never heard of Josh before.
Me neither.
It's literally just called Josh. Like, if you look
it's
around,
like says Josh in the script
everywhere.
Font. It's hilarious.
That's great.
Keep your eyes peeled for Josh.
I think we found a new sponsorship for you guys.
Yeah,
so I think
Josh.
That'd be the way to go.
We thought of a great tagline or like a hashtag campaign for them, which would just be "How do you, Josh?" And you just take pictures of yourself with your Josh in unique places and hashtag "How do you, Josh?" Or
I think they
"This is how we, Josh," or whatever.
This is how we, Josh.
This is how we, Josh. Josh. This is how I'm joshing right now, even though this isn't Josh.
But. So this looks like a red kind of Merlot-y kind of
one. Oh, yeah. So I think the Josh we've been doing is like a Cab Sauv or maybe something like that.
Okay.
This is the Dreaming Tree.
It's the Dreaming Tree. Oh, wow. It's a very, very nice bottle. It's a picture of a tree on top of it.
Yeah, not Josh, but close enough.
This is not Josh.
This is not Josh.
Okay. Yeah, because I've never heard of that. That sounds... That's cool.
Let me see if I can... Well, I'll show you a picture of Josh.
I want it just to be a picture of just some guy just guzzling wine underneath the tree.
It's just like...
It probably... That's what Josh in real life looks like, but it's just... Josh.
All good. It only adds to the ambiance, so this is awesome. Let's talk about the new album. How about that? So you guys put it out. You guys have been putting out a lot of EPs, two EPs, and now you got the world's best American band, which is probably one of the greatest titles for a CD I've ever heard. What made you come up with that kind of title? It makes you want to listen to the album, to be honest.
Exactly. That's what I mean. There you have it. We wanted to make. Because, you know, you walk into a record store and there's a billion records. So you gotta do... I mean, I'm trying to be salesman here.
Yeah, yeah.
So we named it World's Best American Band. Mm-hmm. So people pick it up and they're like, what? No way, dude. I want to listen to it, though.
The goal is for you to look at it and go, no, there's no possible way.
And then people listen to it, they're like, eh?
Yeah, not so bad. Yeah. These guys definitely know how to get Josh down. Yeah.
Josh.
What about the music that you guys have going on for, is it French Judy? Is that the name of it?
Oh, Judy French.
Judy French, yes. So the new music video has kind of a big star in it. Could you tell us how you got connected with her?
Well, actually, a friend of ours named Brandon Dermer, who actually grew up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's buddies with our TM Sal. Mm-hmm. And he just heard about our band, and he makes music videos. He does a lot of really cool music videos for just all kinds of great bands, so you should definitely look up Brandon Dermer.
Brandon Dermer.
But he pretty much just put the whole thing together. He's a really talented string puller, and he somehow convinced her to do it.
He's like a wired guy that gets shit done.
Truly wired.
It's good to have those kind of people in your life, you know. Yeah. So that actually leads to the next question. When you're working in a band, who was the one person in your life, both of you, that you were so glad that you met? Like when you're doing music. I mean, I was in bands growing up in high school and everything, and then through college a little bit, and it was just a certain group of people that kind of pushed me to the next level. Like, how'd you go from being the garage band to a band that's touring, playing at the Metro tonight, kind of?
Well, my person would probably be Nick.
Nick.
Because he was just somebody else that was like, yeah, I'll do the band thing and work really hard on it and spend all my time and energy working on that, and that's the difference between us playing in a basement or playing here, is because, you know, if you really put all your time and effort into anything, then that's the only way it has the chance to work at all. So yeah, it would definitely be Nick is my answer here.
Thanks, dude.
That's so sweet. Nick, what about you, man?
I don't know. I have a lot of people, like, growing up who, like, people in my first bands, like, in eighth grade, I was in this band with this guy, and he showed me a lot of cool music, but I'd probably have to say Tony. With this band, it's Tony, because without Tony, this wouldn't be a thing. So, yeah.
That's sweet. You know, there's often that thread of family in music, and it's often the weakest link is how you tumble down as a band. So it's nice to see you guys have that camaraderie together.
Yeah, I mean, we've been friends for over... What? How old do you think we were? Like 10?
Since 2005, so however long.
12 years.
How did you guys meet?
School.
Yeah,
school.
Fifth grade.
Right on, guys.
Yeah.
So you guys come together, you're best friends, devoted to music. Why the name White Reaper?
Oh, well, it was the... You know how, like, barcodes will have, like, the name of the product mm-hmm. kind of printed over it? Well, it was a Halloween decoration, and it said it was, like, a hanging white reaper, like a reaper.
It was like a Halloween decoration at a Halloween store that it was just on the price tag. It said White Reaper on it. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, I was like, dude, that'd be a cool band name.
Yeah, we were like, that'd be pretty sick, dude. So here we are.
So, I mean, it's done pretty well for you guys, for sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense name.
Some people get the wrong ideas, but it's all right.
Yeah, it's a little 80s glam band, kind of. And but then you hear you guys, and that energy and that pulsing sound that you guys got is really awesome. I'm totally digging the new album, too.
Thank you.
What's the reception been with your fans with the new album?
I think, honestly, people like to hear the new songs more than, like, just judging on crowd reaction and people jumping on top of each other. It seems to happen more while we're playing the new songs. So
sweet.
That's any indication.
I can't tell anything. I don't know anything.
Keeping the beat, man.
Exactly.
So you're playing here at the Metro Chicago. Do you have any other connection to Chicago? I mean, when you come here, are there certain places you need to hit up or go and check out to eat?
Oh man, there's so many. We have so many connections. RTM Sal.
Go ahead.
Sal's from here. RTM. So.
Yeah.
I mean, Post the Animal's from here, who's on tour with us. Buddies in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
From here.
Right on.
Just like buddies. Like, I don't know, we just fit in well with some of the music happening here, so we're just friends with all those guys.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's it's the rock music scene here in Chicago is finally getting like the heat that it needs underneath its butt, basically.
So many.
You mentioned Twin Peaks. Are there any other good bands that we should check out?
Well, Knee High, obviously. Post Animal. Modern Vices is cool.
Orwell.
Oh yeah.
Whitney. Lots.
Dang, man. Yeah,
lots of great Chicago bands.
We're excited to have you guys here. I won't take up too much of your time because I know you guys have a big show to play tonight. What are some of your guilty pleasures? It could be either music or just in life. Candy you like to eat or whatnot?
Jewel. The Jewel is my guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's not good for me.
Soda.
Yeah. Sodas. I like Coke, too.
Coke?
Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm.
That's a real guilty one.
It's so much sugar. I had a Coca-Cola tall boy the other day.
So they sell those?
Yeah.
That's all you can find these things.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Like, for some reason, the plastic bottles kind of gross me out. Just because, like, this is super gross, but I just always saw kids on, like, the bus, like, it was their, like, dip bottle, where they would spit their chew back into a Coke bottle. So I just kind of have, and then they would, like, shake it, like, and it was just, like, all this, like, so, like, the plastic Coke bottles kind of irk me, but I can drink it out of a can, or like those Mexican Cokes that still come in the glass bottle.
That's shit. Can I cuss on this? That stuff, I don't want to now.
Do it!
That shit.
Yes!
Is that Mexican Coke shit is great.
I think we just found the tagline for the interview.
That Mexican Coke shit is great.
You know, we did have one listener question. It was from our producer, Danielle. Sweet tea. What are your thoughts on it? I know it's a big Southern drink. Do you guys drink a lot of that when you're coming through the town?
Make it unsweetened and not drink it.
Yeah, we do unsweet tea. Used to do sweet tea. But, again, same going back to the Coke problem. Just too much sugar. Just so much sugar. It'll dry you out. No time for that.
What's the one thing you guys need to do, or a food that you need to bring in the van at all times to keep yourself going through this?
Honestly, we don't really keep all that much food in the van as much as we used to.
We just buy like, I would answer that with popcorn.
Popcorn
sometimes, but honestly, I feel like keeping, it gets messy, and keeping like gas station type snacks in the van and just eating that type of stuff all day will kind of just bog you down. Not the best. Just eat like substantial food, and you know, just get like water at the gas station, and maybe some nuts. Be on your merry way. Save the junk food for when you're like super stoned after a show. Like,
it's all
last
about self control.
Yeah,
self-control. Which I have none of.
Yeah, we're bad, but we're getting better.
So you have a tour going on right now. What do you have next in line for White Reaper? What's the next big step you guys are going to take?
Well, we're pretty much touring throughout the end of the year and like the first half of January, and then after that we'll probably start working on some new tunes, I bet. That would be my guess, yeah.
Cool. What are you guys doing for Christmas coming up?
Just be home. Probably going to leave some cookies for Santa. and a little bit of milk, and stay up late as I can, see if I can lay some eyes on him, but you know, I haven't done it this year.
Hopefully Santa brings me a paycheck.
Guys, this is a total pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.